Earl drove me over to the Starbucks on Central Avenue and pulled to the curb out front. I stayed in the car while he went in to get us coffee. I opened my laptop on the work table and used the coffee shop signal to get online. I tried 3 different variations before typing in www.giselleforyou.com and bringing up the website for the woman Andre Lacoste was accused of killing. The photos were airbrushed, the hair was different, but I had no doubt that Giselle Dallinger was my former client Gloria Dayton. This changed things. Gloria had been a project, a client I cared about, beyond the usual boundaries of the attorney-client relationship. I cannot say why this came to be, only that she had a damaged smile, a sardonic wit, and a pessimistic self-knowledge that drew me in. I had handled at least 6 cases involving her over the years. This is not to say there was anything romantic or sexual about our relationship. There was not. In fact, I'm not even sure we could have properly called us friends. For the past 7 years, I thought she had gotten away and that I had helped. She had taken the money I gave her and flown off to Hawaii, where she claimed there was a longtime client who wanted to take her in and help her start over. I got postcards every now and then, a Christmas card or two. They all reported that she was doing well and had stayed clean, and they made me feel as though I had accomplished something rarely achieved in the courtrooms and corridors of law. I had changed the direction of a life. When Earl got back with the coffee, I closed the laptop and told him to take me home. I then called Lorna and told her to organize a complete staff meeting for 8 the next morning. Andre Lacoste was due in arraignment court on second call, meaning he would make his first appearance sometime between 10 a.m. and noon. I told her to pull all our files on Gloria Dayton and bring them as well.
"Why do you want Gloria's files?" she asked.
"Because she's the victim," I said.
"Oh my God, are you sure?"
"I'm sure. The cops don't realize it yet, but it was her."
"I'm sorry, Mickey. I know you liked her."
"Listen, is Cisco around?"